from where?
Lucid.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out. Ooh, that was in harmony.
Oh,
that was
in sync. Y'all practice. They practice that.
We got to do that one more time. Where we live from?
Lucid.
Yeah.
Come on, they for sure practiced that one.
Hey, they did. They did. Everybody watching, listening, you already know what it is. It is Sports Talk with Market DP featuring
Coach Fern.
Thank you.
Yeah. And listen, today,
it's a special day.
We told y'all where we was at. You know what I'm saying? So we got two special guests here, one of which is the owner and founder of this here barbershop.
Yeah.
Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I've been called Tyrone, Deputy.
Call on DB. Tyrone.
But in the barbershop world, I'm known as Tyrone at Loose Ends Barbershop. Some call me Will, WT, but hey, I've been around here now for about, how old are you, my baby? 25 years in this one spot. So I've been doing it for about 30-something years. I know I don't look like 35. So.
Hell no.
I don't age.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so trying to go ahead.
I'm China from Taking All Hands Owner Studio. I go by Nails by Chai.
Shout out. Thank you for coming on. Thank you both for coming on. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Michael, for getting this set
shout
up.
Out, shout out.
It's our
out,
first live out. Event.
Man.
Recorded outside of the studio.
We were recording outside of the studio, guys.
For our show, because last time we did in August for, you know, the Good News Sports.
Facts.
But, like, this one's ours.
This is our show.
This is ours.
In the shop.
This is an
talk to a friend.
This is Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb.
So, hey, put that phone on Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb.
We here in the shop.
Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb us, LeBron. We coming for your ass.
Yeah.
Hey, tell him.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to LeBron for this, though. Because, somebody did something first every time.
Factual.
So, you know, I was inspired. We
as
was inspired, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and take our talents to the shop.
And you know what? Big shout out to Michael for getting on our ass for like the last year about this.
No, for real though, pushing us though.
Because he was like, hey, you know, man, when y'all gonna do a live show, just let me and Keith know.
He'd
man.
Be so
like, you know the cadence that he talked. He'd
be so light
like,
with it. They like,
hey, what's good, fellas? It's Michael the PG. You know, I know y'all seen us do, you can see course I do the live shows. We just want the whole sports section do the live show. Just let me know when y'all ready, man. You know, we looking for y'all to do some big things this year, you know. But just let me and Keith know we got you set up. So thank you, Michael, for putting a foot up our ass. We finally did
it. Line that fire.
Now you can get off our ass.
Line that fire.
Yeah, it's only up from here. It's only up from here.
You're
going to get a call tomorrow. When's the next one?
Facts.
Like, right, when the next one?
Facts.
Like, shit, nigga, I don't know, next month.
So, you know, China, you know, it's y'all first time here. So what we like to do, well, I do our check-ins, you know. Here it's Thursday. Usually, you know, Wednesday we at the hump, middle of the week. So today, Thursday, we got to check in, see how y'all's doing, see how the week been going, how the day was. So whoever want to start first.
Ladies first.
Go ahead.
It's always first.
It's always a good week at Taking All Hands. We always booked and busy.
Yes.
So the money keeps flowing.
We is her. We is her.
We is me.
Yeah. We is her. We is me.
It's always us.
Go ahead.
It's always me. So we good over here.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what? I'm living my best life.
Ooh. Yeah, talking to the mic.
Hey, I'm living my best life. Every day is a great day.
There we go.
You know where I'm already booked up for the next 2 or 3 days. So
that's what's up.
But you know what happened today?
What happened,
I got this policy in the barbershop. You know, $100 spot. You know, if you want to jump the line, $100.
Straight up.
Hey, that's a dope-ass policy.
But check this out. Yesterday it happened 3 times. Right?
What?
Today it happened 3 times.
What? Woo. Tomorrow's going to happen.
Tomorrow's going to happen 5. It's going to happen 5.
Listen. Y'all young fellas, these days, y'all got money to burn. when they come in, they lay $100 right there.
They already know.
That tells me they want to be next.
Yeah. So, I respect it. If they willing to pay to cut the line, then.
Got to do it.
Yes, so, you know, it's been awesome. Though. It's awesome. Every day is awesome day.
Every day.
Hey,
every
that was a humble flex. Humble flex. Humble real flex. Quick. Had to
humble
tell
flex,
them.
A humble flex.
Every day is a good day.
Go ahead, Fern.
Y'all just felt the earthquake, though?
I did.
All right, cool.
Wait, what?
Y'all didn't feel it? Yeah.
It was an earthquake?
It's done now.
It's done, yeah.
Man,
I
ain't drank what you
drank. Hey, maybe not. Hey, you know, the week has been good.
Thursday.
Hey, it's Thirsty Thursday.
It's It's Thirsty
Thirsty Thursday.
Thursday,
so cheers to that.
Hey, cheers, everybody. Drinking.
Water, juice.
When you're drinking alcohol, you're drinking water.
I used to drink a little bit, but I don't feel like it tonight.
That's right. That's right, Unc. You don't got to.
We'll drink for you.
Straight up.
Yeah, but it's been a solid week. You know, this is my Friday, so I'm off tomorrow.
Easy,
game day.
Game day, baby.
About to get this dub.
Game day, baby.
But can't complain. It's like Uncle said. Blessed.
Blessed.
Well, it's another week in Marky Mark's world.
You
know my two favorite words.
Yep.
Super Bowl, baby.
Until February.
But this week was actually a dope-ass week. I went to the Cowboys-Chargers game Sunday.
Classy.
Yeah.
That was a good game, too.
It was a great game. I remember half of it.
As you should, though.
Great game.
But it felt
Cowboys
like a Cowboys home game.
You didn't faint, did you?
Yeah.
You said what?
Did you faint it or?
No, I didn't faint, no.
You remember everything, right?
I remember most of it.
All right, that's cool.
At one point, I was rocking around the whole building. Like, we stopped watching the game until, like, the end. Legit.
What?
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that stadium is huge as fuck.
You were just intrigued by the environment. Yeah.
Yeah, like I wanted to see it again, and then, you know, again, it felt like a Cowboys home game, so I was just like, oh, well, I feel like a visitor in my own home building, so whatever.
Touche.
And, you know, outside of that, week's been actually decent. I got some sleep, went back to the gym.
What's up,
like, I feel good.
Everybody, that's right, Mark. Everybody
I feel
get
good.
The swole on.
I'm trying to get, like, y'all players out here, trying to y'all young and swole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dustin, go ahead.
Man, it's been a solid week, man. Quality, you know, saw Blast last night. Shout out.
Where did he perform at?
At the Observatory.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, it was quality. It was
quality. You were there.
Nah, he didn't. Nah. He didn't make it to that one. So, you know, saw Blast last night. What was the other day? It's Tuesday. Hey, it's been a cool week of practice.
Yeah.
No lie, I've been having a good time at practice. I don't know about the kids, but I'll be having fun out there.
Hey, that's to be geeked.
I'll be out there geeked.
Nephew. Are you teaching the kids anything, man?
I promise I'm teaching. Hey.
Okay, question for the viewers and listeners that aren't hip. Didn't you all participate in some type of football activity last weekend?
Me personally?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, tell them.
Yes, I did.
Please elaborate, because I didn't know shit about it until you hit us in the group chat. I was like, oh.
Break it down, Dustin.
What was this? All
right, so I told myself that before I turn 31, I'm going to shoot the J at some pro football shit. One more time, I'm going to shoot the J. So this past weekend, it was an Arena League trial in San Diego. And, you know, I've been working out twice a week for the past month. Like, I'm talking, shout out my boy Fife, man. He been getting me right.
Twice a week.
Look, I'm just saying. Look, I kept it under wraps. Some people knew, some didn't. You understand me?
Yeah, clearly.
That's it. Twice a week. All right, continue.
Look, that's not counting when I be out there running with the kids, though.
You're right.
Bring
the cleats and all. Hey, got the cleats, helmet.
Cleats on. I came out with a helmet one day, routing them. I was out there. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah. I was routing them. So I got out there Saturday, you know, did my thing. You know what I mean? Pulled my hamstring in the last little activity of the day. So I'm out here hobbled. You know, my right hammy is hurting. But I was at practice this week. I wasn't moving around as quickly. But I was there, you know. Facts. I still had a good time. You know, I was stretching in between periods and stuff like that. So,
how did the tryout go?
It went well. Right, you know, I'm 30. I keep up with anybody. I ain't tripping.
That's right.
Shit. You run a 4.4, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
You run a 4.2, I'm there.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch
trip
it.
You, but
yeah. I'm going to get there. I'm right there. You might have a step, but I guarantee these arms is long enough.
If you run a 4.2 against me, I'm not running with you, but I got 5 yards to make you mine. You know what?
All I'm going to say is don't let me get my hands on you. It's a wrap.
I got 5 yards to destroy you.
Straight up. If you catch it, I'm going to make you pay. That's it.
You're on the sideline. That's right.
Easy peasy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Spit your game. Talk your shit.
Humble flex. Humble flex.
Maybe I know I'm guessing. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Please, we allow questions. Do this.
Hey, we in your shop. We in your shop.
This is your house, coach.
We your shop.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You had this trial, right?
Yeah.
How long going to take before you hear from them?
So, look. So, what they do it, they got camp open up in February.
Wow.
So, it's being run by a new situation. So they hosting tryouts every month up until camp. So what they want to do is see how many people return, or come to multiple tryouts so they see familiar faces, they see if you improve, and then it's a process of elimination at that point.
Okay. Got you. So you'll be back in October.
Yeah, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be faster.
Stronger. Make sure you stretch.
I'm going to be, yes.
And get about 4 workouts a week.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I ain't ran that fast in a long time, man.
Hey.
Preparation is key.
Hey, tell them.
Perfect practice makes perfect. Hey, I ain't going to tell y'all who taught me that. Wait. That, ooh, we the gay China, Mike.
Oh.
Oh,
wait, what happened?
Ooh.
We the gay China, Mike.
It's up.
Ooh.
Ooh. We back. What's up?
Yeah. So,
you know, overall, it's been a good week so far. It's been a great week.
Beautiful. Well, now the introductions are out the way. Dustin, go ahead and lead us off into the first segment.
Man, so since we said from the jump, ladies go first. So we're going to just flip the itinerary upside down.
Okay, I see what you did.
We're going to flip the itinerary upside down. We in the shop, so we know what's going to come with the shop, but we not in your domain.
Right.
So China Dog, go ahead and... You know, just give us some background. You know, you gave us a little bit. You told us your business. You told us what you do. But let's talk about how you got to that point, because that wasn't always the goal.
It wasn't always the goal. The goal was always to be an artist. Did not know exactly what kind of artist I wanted to be. But we landed in a field that we're successful, happy. Clients is happy. They love me. I love them. Some of them. You know, not my face, but they come and we keep busy. I got into nails because I love it. And the nail shops that's around the corner, they not for us. They don't provide us with products that is healthy for us. And it damages us in the long run, not only our nails, but our health. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are allergic to that kind of stuff. And here at Taking All Hands, we provide the best of the best. Quality products only, no mixing, no diluting. You're going to get what you get, and you're going to pay for it. And I'm going to put my heart into every set I do, because that's what you pay for. You pay for quality.
Facts.
And the
you get what you pay for.
The environment is chill. It's very cute. It's sexy. It's all that, whatever you want it to be when you walk into the studio. You leave feeling like a princess, a queen, a bad bitch, whatever. Just good vibes, period.
So you just gassed the nails. Like, you telling us.
You see my nails.
I see them.
We see them. Okay. We see you, Catwoman.
But initially, did you have a passion for makeup as well?
I did, but that makeup stuff, everybody ain't cute, and, like, you just can't work that kind of magic on certain people.
I love her, man.
Hey, we love the honesty.
She's going to keep it a stack.
Yeah, keep it a stack.
Keep it a stack.
Hundo P.
Hundo P.
Keep it a Hundo P.
Hundo P.
Responsible for that kind of look. I can make your hands look pretty.
Like, right. Hey.
And that's a neutral kind of thing.
Facts.
Your face... not so much. Like,
she said even a filter couldn't help
you.
You
might have to drop a stack on that.
But shout out to the girls that can, because that is definitely
That's a skill.
Yeah. Fucking wizardry. And I ain't got that kind of magic. We do magic on the hands, and that's all I can do for you.
Okay.
Oh, we do magic on the toes, too. Definitely.
Right. Got to get the feet right.
Definitely the pedis,
shout out to you. Shout out to you, kids.
And she has male and female clients.
Male and female clients. I see some hands in here that need taken. All hands. Cuticles is a little snatched. But we'll talk about
right.
that
sure.
later.
Hands.
Yeah, all right.
We'll talk
sure.
about that later.
Sure.
Y'all can book an appointment.
Listen,
cool.
You charge for the fellas, though.
Nah, she ain't talk about pricing on air, baby.
Yeah, that's exclusive.
That's exclusive.
Yeah.
DM.
You got to be sliding them DMs. And go down in the DMs.
I got the business owner in front of me. We going to talk in person.
You can talk to me in person.
All right, we'll talk off air.
But.
It's exclusive to the viewers. So right. If you're very interested, you can... Like, comment, and subscribe. No, I'm slaying.
No, do that.
I don't have that yet. But follow my Instagram at @_nailsbychy, Chy. read the bio. If you know how to read, you can definitely be a client. Love somebody who know how to read and follow directions.
She's coming after that's everybody intellectuals.
One. Disclaimer.
If you can follow directions, you can be an awesome client.
There we go. There we go. Bro, Fire, I know you had a question for her earlier off air that you said to go ahead and ask her.
What do you do with the people with the bad nails then?
Like, I'll fix them.
Like no, but like the guys, like we got like all the gunk in their nails.
We gonna take all that gunk off.
Oh, you gonna fix it? Extra charge?
We gonna fix it.
Extra charge.
Extra charge.
Hey, no lie, when I get my fingernails done, I like when they sparkle. You make my nails sparkle? Hey, I love when my nails sparkle,
like
bro. And they be sparkling. I'm like, oh, damn. Because
girls do not like to be touched with some nasty ass hands.
Exactly. So your nails be sparkling?
Make sure you right.
Facts.
She getting everybody right. Men and women.
I love
everybody gonna feel good when you get touched.
Men and
women.
Because, I mean, look what she said, though. The business is called
taking all hands.
So it don't matter what your hands
male,
look like.
Females, hey. All the other, you know, we don't know.
Then it, right. Hey, and she said it, taking all hands. So taking if you don't like hands. It, she going to take these hands. Because you're going to scrap up in the parking lot.
But we straight only up. Take
boom, boom. Because listen,
we're taking
all hands.
We in L.A., not Detroit, where in the wintertime you can hide your hands in some fucking gloves.
No, you need to be okay at all times. Nails is not a season. Pedicures is not a season.
It's all the time.
You should always want to look good, whether you got a man or you don't, or you got a girl or you don't. You should always want to be presentable.
100%.
You never know.
Out here on the gram like a chick with
how
engagement ring.
How you gonna sign
ring?
Some checks with some nasty ass
telling you, she's taking all hands.
Like.
All hands.
Don't do that.
Hey. If you don't like the prices, she's taking the hands outside.
All hands.
You taking them. If you got the money, we're going to take them.
Because
I'm going to take your money, too.
Oh.
Oh. Take it all.
There it is.
Payment.
There it is. There it
take
is.
It
that's right.
There
that's right.
Take it.
There,
all
that's
forms
the truth.
Of payment. All forms of payment.
So.
They ain't told me that.
Hey, they know better. They know better.
They know better.
It mean it in the most positive way possible, though. Right, be like, you going to get these hands, like, what?
Don't
I'm
let
like,
mama
what you mean?
Fool you. We can
like,
take
no,
hands.
No, you just going to do it. I'm going to pay you, though.
She's like, look, I know I got these nails. I know I got this hair. Look.
Don't make me mess them up, because I can fix them.
Easy. Same night.
Nothing, same day.
So as we talk about grooming, you said everybody need they nails done. Everybody need their hair cut. Everybody need their face cleared up. You know, got to have a beard looking right. Facts. You know,
have a
so.
Have good-ass skincare routine.
So go ahead and I want you to touch on the vision behind Loose Ends and where you started though, because this you weren't always here. You like you said you've been here for the last 25, but you've been cutting hair for 35. Yeah. So that other 10, where you was at?
Well, first, let me see. Let's go back in the 80s. Y'all wouldn't even thought about this.
So.
What of y'all thought about then? Was it, I'm sorry.
Wasn't considered at all.
Okay.
Nah.
No, that was a high school thing for me, right?
Yeah.
I started cutting hair when I was about 14, 15. I really took it a little serious when I got to the 12th grade. So I really didn't know what I really wanted to do. But
yeah.
My dad, one thing I didn't want to do, my dad, what he wanted me to do.
Right.
He wanted me to do something. I don't want to discuss it, but it was good work, but it was just hard work, and I didn't want to do that. You know, I kind of find the easy way out. So I joined the military. Long story short, I had like five things I wanted to be. I wanted to be a state trooper, truck driver, I wanted to go to college, military, and a barber. So I did all of that except for I did military, truck driving, I did college. And the barbering, but I didn't become a state trooper. I wanted to become a state trooper, like a police officer or something, right? But in Alabama, you had to be at least 6 feet tall, so I was lacking about 3-4 inches.
That's wild.
So it was like I joined the military instead. So in the military, I was a diesel mechanic, you know. I fixed old engines and stuff, but after that, I spent like 3.5 years. 3 years, 3 by 5, I did 3 years active and 5 years inactive in the Navy. And after I got out of the Navy, I was kind of dreaming. I was getting out. People was like, man, you finna get out. You just bought this brand new truck, and how you going to make a living? I said, I can get a job, can't I? So, but I had planned to become a barber. First thing I did, though, y'all don't know. I'm a very spiritual guy, right? So I prayed to God. I said, Lord,
bless
whatever,
up.
I said, Lord, whatever I do, please let me love to do it, right? So I've always cutting hair.
Yeah.
And I was in, I was cutting hair while they was people doing their job. I took my workspace was like this. I had two Detroit engines in the middle, right? I went to work in the Navy when everything went DWI, when dead in the water, right? So all the lights went out. That's when I went to work.
Yeah.
My two engines kicked in. I get up, make sure everything's on and working, right? So I turned my area into a barbershop. So for everybody went out on Liberty when they go out in the evening time, I would be working.
They had to come see you.
So I'm making me, got me another business started. $5 a lick. $5 a lick. I never spent any of my paychecks, never cash. No. I was working, cutting hair. I loved it. I'm having a good time, man. I was like, man, this is cool. So my buddies went out in the city, got a haircut. He came back. He said, Davis. I said, what, man? He said, man, I need you to fix my haircut, man. Look, man, just look.
The nerve. He should have just came in the first place.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. Exactly, right? But I didn't care. I didn't trip. You know?
Yeah.
I don't care nothing about that. I just know what I can do. So he came in. I fixed him up. Got the mirror. He said, oh, man. He said, Davis, this is what you should be doing, man. You cut better than any of them barbers out there. And I've been to a lot of places, man. You got it. That's you. That's your thing. I like, you know, I never thought about, you know, I mean, can I make a living being a barber? You know, I was like, wow. So I prayed about it that night. I said, Lord, this is what you want me to do. Give me some confirmations.
Yeah.
So I got three confirmations within like 2 days.
What were they?
This is what you should be doing, cutting hair.
Yeah.
This is what you think. This is what you do, cutting hair. I said, okay. So after that, I started getting the plan together, right? So
yeah.
This is my plan. I say, Lord, this is what I want to do. I say, when I get out, I'm going to go to school, barber school. And after I get to barber school, I want to work in a shop for 2 years. And after that, I want to open up my own shop. And then after that, by the age of 25, I want to be married, right? So everything happened just like I prayed.
Yeah.
Right? Everything happened just like that. As soon as I got out of the Navy, I didn't even collect unemployment. I'm too active to do that. So 2 weeks I was in school and I had a job.
Yeah.
Went to school in the daytime. No, I went to school that night, worked in the day.
Yeah.
I did that for about 6 months to a year. So I needed more money. So I started cutting and going to people's houses using my truck.
Oh, house calls.
So I was going house to house, making my change, just making gas money, party money, and stuff like that. You know, so one day at school, my buddy say, man, I was going to take this guy up here to this barbershop right up the street, at JC's barbershop up the street.
Right, literally down the street.
Literally right up the street. So
yeah.
It's like at Escondido. It's like, so he say, won't you come with me? So I was going to take Steve, but I like talking to you. You cool, you know, Alabama brother and stuff. He from Louisiana. His name is William, too. Y'all have met him, so I done brought him to the house. He spent the night with me. It was cool, but he took me that day. I think I made that first day, I made $176 that day. I was like, shit.
Right, like I take that.
That's real.
One day,
the bell start click click, and my lights start coming on. It's like shit. So I did it like 3 weekends. Each time, one day I made $250 in that day. I say,
sheesh.
Okay, my buddy told me, he said, you gonna quit that? He said, you gonna quit that other job? I say. So another weekend I came, man, and kept going up $300 in one day. I saw, wow. So you know what? I went in the next day. I gave my boss a 2 week notice. I said, hey, I'm quitting, man. I can't. He said, what? You need some more raise? I said, well, you already paying the white boy $2 more than me. I'm making $2 more than the Mexicans, and, you know. So, what you want? We'll give it to you. He said, he raised me all the way up to top pay. I said, nah.
This ain't it.
It's not it, bro. So I wanted to focus on cutting hair.
Yeah.
So respect. I went to school full time, right? Every day.
So you stopped working at that point, completely.
I stopped working completely, and it just totally depended on my craft.
Right.
My talent, my God-given talent is just like, my doors are just open all the way up for me after that.
Strong. Everything, because you just went ahead, went full-fledged with what God had already set for you. You was like, all right, let me go ahead and get into
it. Once I tapped into my talent, what I could do with it, oh, my God, it's... Could nobody tell me I couldn't do it?
Right.
You know, people were like, man, you're not going to do that. I was all, when I was talking about getting the shot, why you want to leave the barbershop, man? You got it good. I say, Man, I want my own shit. You tripping. I'm going
to. He like, this ain't it. What y'all mean?
For real, though, right. It's like when a woman's pregnant, you know, yeah. She got to have a baby. That's how it is when you got a passion, a vision that God has given you. Because I saw me doing this way before I did it. I saw me owning the shop before I got in the shop.
Right.
I saw me doing all of that in my head. I saw it up here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and when I just start, once you put a step forward, God always opened the door. I worked up here with this guy for 2.5 years. You know what he did?
Huh.
He called me when I was at home. He said, hey, William. He said, Tyrone, I'm uncomfortable working with you.
Oh, yeah, I remember this story.
Not you.
Oh, everything.
Oh, man.
Wait, what?
I already know why.
Peep game.
I already know why.
Peep game.
Man, so I was like, you uncomfortable working with me? But, you know, when you
And this
young,
the owner of the shop.
Yeah, this is the owner of the shop. I give mad props out to him. I have nothing negative to say about the brother. I thanked him. I appreciate him. But I told him I gave him my 2-week notice. I said, you know what? All right, that next day I came in, I said, since you're uncomfortable working with me, I'm going to give you a 2-week notice. I'm going to be gone in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right, but those are the hardest, the most miserable time I ever had cutting hair.
Yeah.
I would be sitting right here.
Oh, during them 2 weeks?
During this 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's sitting right there where Chani is, and he wouldn't say a word to me all day.
Wow.
We working together. Facts. We working together, right, all day long. So it was like pulling tooth to talk to him.
Right.
Right. But, you know, I didn't trip. So I'm excited. Right. So I didn't have my boy get my cards together. So I'm passing them out.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't be saying this, but.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, but you know what?
Hey, this documentation. Right,
they going to follow you. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It don't matter where you at.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me tell you something. But he got furious at me, though.
For passing the cards out.
Man, he cussed me out, man, right there on the spot. Johnny's spot. But God was so. God was just in me, though. You know, I respected my elders, so I didn't say anything. I just said, okay, brother. I didn't want to tell him. I said, hey, you don't own none of these customers. The only customer you got is the one in your chair.
Facts.
That's what I told him, right?
Facts.
Just like that. I said, I ain't stopped passing out nothing. he got turned red because he one of those real light brothers. I mean, his face turned red.
Yeah.
I know he wanted to do something, but, you know, I'm 20, man. I was cocksprung and shit.
You was ready.
Yeah. Oh, everything. Yeah. Hey, he was taking all hands.
Right.
He was taking all hands.
Catching all fades.
But it was cool, though. You know, I left in at the last day, though, I went, like y'all kicking it, like you're kicking it right now with a drink. Well, I went and bought some Hennessy.
Yeah, yeah.
See, normally, they would do that.
Right.
But they didn't do it. Like, he didn't do it. Right?
So you was the one that set it up.
But I set all that up, though. I say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to order that bottle of drink. I say, y'all going to congratulate me.
Regardless,
I'm going to celebrate me for doing what I'm doing, right?
Right.
So I bought a drink, and we left. 25-year Yvette came with me. She would have been here tonight, but something.
So she was at that shop as well?
She was at that shop, too.
Wow.
I say, Yvette, I'm about to bounce. I'm about to get my spot. You want to come? You want to roll?
She slid.
She say, I'm down.
Damn.
Just like that. It was just me and her.
We used to call that the Spider-Man shop.
Yeah, right next to on Western. We was on Crenshaw 156.
Right down the street from my crib. Literally right there.
So
so
Yvette works here now.
Yeah.
So Yvette is like that's our cousin's mom. That's my cousin. My uncle is his goddad.
I'm the godfather of her son. But when she and I worked together we've been together for almost 30 some years.
That's tight.
She and I worked together, right? People are like, why people working for you so long? So I treat them like they people.
Straight up.
Family.
They family. So
for real.
When I was working for him, I didn't get a key to the shop.
Oh, you had to be there when he was there.
If he wasn't there, you wouldn't work.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm a handicap, you know, but I worked. I did what I was supposed to do. I handled business. So after I got my plan, everything worked out. You know, I go to the shop. You know, you always read the fine print. When they talking to you, you want to buy stuff because the dude was supposed to be selling me that place over there.
Yeah.
But he, you know, when the time for the deal to go through.
He folded.
He kind of like, he folded on me. It's like, I never did re-up a lease. I went from month to month.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, me and Linda, we was driving by here one day. I said, baby, that'd be a great spot for a barbershop. She said, it would. And I said, God, Father, said that to God. So God, this would be a good spot for me, right? So we rode.
Same neighborhood and everything.
Yeah, I said, that'd be bomb. She said, I said, right there. It was a key shop then, right? So we was driving by, A few months later, she comes. She says, "Baby, baby, baby, hooch, hooch, hooch." I said, "What?" "It's a for sale sign in the window." "For sale sign." So let's go. We call that number. I put a bid in. We went back and forth for like 3 months. And lo and behold, dude just say, "Nah, I'm not gonna sell it to you." Just like that.
Yeah.
And I guess what I said. I say, "Father God, me and you, I mean, I thought me and you was on the same page."
He like, "Hold up. Like,
hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on, wait a minute.
For, 3 months.
We've been on the same team this far."
Listen, man, I mean, I said, "Look, I know it was clear as day. I was supposed to have this place."
Yeah.
Right? It's like, nah, it didn't happen. So in my mind, I had dismissed it. I said, I said, "Father, I missed you."
Yeah.
But I didn't miss him. It's just where his time and my time is different.
Right, of course.
So with my 3-4 months passed by, or 6 months, a lady called me and said, "William, are they ready to sell you the place?" And this is, she gave me the details of what they wanted. There, yeah. Right? They wanted like 20% down, and they gave me so many, I pay interest for so many months, years, and at the end of the 7 years, give them a balloon payment.
Yeah.
I say, done deal.
Easy.
That's what I'm paying right now, and what y'all asked me to pay. I'd be to pay the house. I'd be to pay the shop off by that time. Right?
So
this is what I'm saying in my mind.
Right, and right.
Which that happened just
this
like that.
This is a very disciplined individual, guys.
It happened just like that. So
on everything.
So I end up, we got the place. Come over here. That was July. I opened in July 20th over here and August 20th over here.
Wow.
Right? I suppose it was July 20th, but the city came in, shut me down.
And it's crazy because I remember being a kid and you was in here working on the floor. In Polo.
Yeah, we in Polo. They shut us down.
Yeah.
Because I gutted the place, right? And all this, they thought asbestos and stuff. And
the CDC.
The fire department came up and here, "What y'all doing?" All of a sudden, then the city sent the inspector down. Oh no, y'all got to show. You got to do this, and this. I say nothing but a hiccup. I said, "Lord," he said, "you ain't over there on Crenshaw no more." They knew me though.
Yeah.
They knew me. The city already knew me. They say, "Hey, you ain't on Crenshaw no more. You got to do things right over here."
Wildin'.
That was cool. God is so good. I said, "Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What I got to do?" He gave me the things I got to do, man. When I walk that paperwork through, the rest is history.
Now we're sitting here.
Now we sitting
look
here.
At that.
Loose
in. Sitting here in the project right here.
In the project.
Listen, Mallory, we had a birthday party here.
We used to have, remember the block parties?
Yeah.
The block parties.
You remember those?
Real talk, a party here sounds lit as hell.
For real though, look.
We used to.
It's her.
Yeah, this is my baby. We had a 1 year birthday party here. Oh my God. I had a musician.
Shout out to your birthday party.
Yeah, I had a magician.
Oh yeah, we had the magician.
I had a magician.
He did the balloons.
And I was so excited. I was more excited than the kids were. I was just like this. Oh man.
For real though.
I was geeked, man.
Got pictures of that. We had a jumper in the parking lot. And so that kind of turns it into what we want to get into next because, like you said, Mal's birthday was here. Yeah. We had the block parties here.
Oh, my God.
And you stay in the same community where you began.
Yeah, let me go back just a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Because when I moved out here, because I wanted to have a landmark.
Yeah.
I wanted my barbershop to be a landmark for the community, right?
There you go.
For the people to come back to.
Right.
Man, I cut... 1, 2, 3, maybe four generations. It's like great-grandfather, grandfather, the dad, and the son. And one day they all came in, right? So, oh, man, that's just a beautiful thing. The kids will grow up. They come back and start cutting their kids. Like my nephew here, see them grow up. And they come back and bring their kids, right?
Yeah.
So,
shout out, Dylan.
It's like family member died. We do car washes out there for them. It's just amazing what I do for the community. My doors is always open, though. I'm always helping.
Yeah.
So, people want me to charge people to park in the parking lot. I open it up to the community. The only thing I ask is I come to work at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock on Saturday.
So make sure them cars gone.
Just move your car.
That's it.
But, sometimes you have to teach us, our people, what to do.
Yeah.
Because, you guys like to get high a lot. So.
When you're high,
you hear your mother say, "Was he talking to me or what?"
I'm talking to you.
So let me interject for a minute. Just being an outsider, so being in LA now, 3 years? I've been in LA 3 years. I'm originally from Detroit.
Oh, man, go ahead.
Born and raised, all that.
Yeah.
Been in Cali 5 years. So to hear your story, China, to hear your story, to hear stories of black entrepreneurship in, you know, in L.A., in Gardena, Inglewood, things,
because
places like that.
Because y'all come here to make y'all dreams come true.
And that's true.
No, for real, though.
And that's true because of what L.A. sells itself to us as outsiders. And so this is a place of, oh, if you got goals and dreams bigger than where you from, come here, and as long as you don't, you know, get chewed up and spit out by L.A.,
right,
you can make this shit happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am an example of that in a different lane.
Yeah. Right.
But to hear the story of people from here, for me, is always exciting.
Yeah.
And it gets me that much closer to the place that I live in. Mm. And because L.A. is so damn big.
Right.
Huge.
And to just, if you're not from here, like, you don't necessarily know where to go or how to do this. You may get a recommendation or two, but because of a group thread that I was in with Mikel, I got linked with Mikel, I got linked with Keith. Okay, cool. Now with a black L.A.-owned radio station that does its own podcast, that has its own app. Yeah. Okay, now I get linked with more L.A. folk.
Right.
And then I wanted to expand my show. By the grace of God, I got recommended, you know, the DP because of Shayna. And then because of him, we now here talk about your story, talk about your story.
Yes.
And it's just like, damn, like for me, this is cool as shit.
Connection.
Like, just listening. Like, as a person who loves stories and who loves stories of black folk, because in Detroit, that's all we get. We get our black folk stories.
Yeah.
But, hell, they make movies about half of them.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
you know,
true.
Shout out to White Boy Rick, even though he ain't one of us.
You know what?
Shout out to Eminem, too, motherfucker.
I know, to add to what you said about, because that's how my business is all, it's word of mouth. Word of mouth. Literally, the money that I invest into marketing, I never got my return on my investment when I put it into marketing, like whatever the Yellow Pages and all the stuff we was doing back then, right? Wow. So now, you know, I'm on Google. I don't pay for Google, but Google came by here and they did their little Snapchat because they do that with all the businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I let the people that I cut, they advertise, they Snapchat, they whatever, FaceTime, they do whatever. That's how I get my customers. That's how I've been ever since I've been a barber.
Yeah. Right? That's what's up.
And it comes from.
I love
it's
it.
Funny because, like you mentioned, off air. And we was talking to China about, you was like, if you say you just started cutting three to five years ago,
yeah,
you be tapped into that Instagram,
yeah,
Snapchat,
yes,
Twitter,
yes,
all of that.
Yes.
But the fact that you've been you began before that even came to the surface,
right,
you at the point where that's irrelevant to you
right now.
Like, sure.
But Instagram and stuff is cool, but you can't really let the followers get to you because when you first start, it's no likes, it's no followers. So you got to go out and build it. You got to tell people to promote it. You still got to do the footwork, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I was in wherever I went, dropped my car. Oh, they leaving business cards? Oh, boom, let me put mine here.
Right.
Anywhere, like, business cards is on you. And you got to – I promote, I self-promote all the time. That's how I get my stuff out there. Because if you can see what I can do on me, just imagine what I can do on you.
Facts.
Yeah. Righteous.
And that's like the best of both worlds. You know, you have the social media game on lock, and you're a hood staple, which there's respect for both parties in their respective lanes.
Right.
And just listening to both of your stories, y'all not trying to go into each other's lane.
It's two different eras.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
And they're still thriving and succeeding
in
without becoming
way.
Rivals or talking
making
Ill
it work
with
their
one
own way.
Right,
or
right.
Or he starts, you know, hiring, you know, women nail techs and going, well, we gonna add this here.
And
because
it's funny though,
we trying to tap into that. Oh, he's like, no, it's
because he had a nail tech. Like,
I had all
hey,
of that.
Out.
He had all no, that.
I had. Oh, listen, I had all of that. Women and the men and the nails.
Yeah.
When I was on the shop that I left, it was like twice. You can put this in.
It was huge,
times.
Bro.
You
it
put this
huge.
In there twice.
Damn. For real.
Right. So once
had
I
had a break
was
room
ladies,
and everything.
Oh yeah, it was tight. It was bomb. You know.
Yeah.
You know what? That's like I've been blessed. I mean, like she said, I'm a rich guy. I am.
Yep, I'm great.
Literally, I am rich.
Y'all see the chairs.
And I see. Now, listen, now, you know, but I'm rich here, though. In my mind, I'm
facts,
rich. You know,
facts, facts.
Material, that's just stuff. Money we just use to buy stuff with.
Right.
I don't worship none of that. I worship God and God alone.
Amen.
Straight up.
Okay, so
praise.
Every day, look, check this out. My barbershop used to be turned to H-E-L-L up.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Lit.
Lit, right? But you know, when I change my environment, right? I used to, you know, once when God touched me, he literally just grabbed me and said, hey, boy, you tripping.
Hey. I felt that one.
Hey, sometimes the G.O.D. come and get us, you know, hey, by the back of our neck and be like, hey, yo, come here.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. I play gospel all day long.
Let me talk to you.
In here.
I think I'm the only barbershop do it all day, but other people might play gospel, but I play it every day.
Like
all day long.
When we got in the shop was already closed. When we walked in today, the shop was already closed. The music was still going. That's all day though.
It was. Yeah.
That's all. You're not going to hear the TV unless he got YouTube on. He might have a sermon playing. You know what I'm saying? He might have some gospel tracks going. But that's all day.
All day. You know what? I used to live at a boarding house, right? And this lady played gospel all day and night. I said, don't take that much gospel music, right? my mind hadn't got it. You know,
you ain't clicked yet.
No, the veil hadn't come off my eyes yet into the spirit realm. So it's like, so I couldn't get with it, right? So until I was changed. When the Holy Spirit hits you, you change, right? So I was listening to the gospel music in my car every day coming to work. And I sit and turn it on. I sit down at the song, finish in the truck. God said, hey, take that on up in the barbershop. He said, take that on up in the barbershop. I said, here I am trying to compromise with God.
Right.
I'm on where I play it to 12 o'clock. Right? Say, I play the gospel music to 12. When 12 get here, I turn it off. I go home next day. He say, I told you to take that on up in there and let it play. I got a lot of riffraff from my customers, right? They say, man, why you always got this gospel coming on? I'm tired of that. It's what I said to him. I said, if you don't like it, you can leave. He said, well, I say, hey, if God want me to play it up in here, evidently he going to replace it with 10 people that love it.
Straight up.
Hey, I haven't looked back. I hadn't seen him no more, but I don't hate him. I love him.
You just said twice this week, three people done paid to get to the front of the list.
Everybody watching, everybody listening, I hope your spirit is touched. Mine is shit. Yeah,
It's awesome. You put God first. I try to live it in front of my kids and my, you know, let them know, hey man, this, you know, I have fun and joke and have a good time. But for the most part, number uno is God.
That's the foundation.
You sit in this chair, I am saying some stuff to you that's going to raise you and make you think. Like the stuff I got on the wall, like a negative mind never give a positive life. That's true.
That's facts.
But you know, sit there, you think that you listen to the gospel, you sitting around, you watch that, watch your thoughts they become words. You start thinking, yeah, that's true. Watch your words for they become your actions.
Your tongue is powerful.
That's
for real.
True, right?
For real.
Watch your actions for
give life
they
and
become
death.
Habits.
They become habits.
Right? And
they
your become habits become what? Your character.
Your character.
And you think about that, you're like, oh, wow. Check this out, though. On Tuesday night, this is what I want y'all to hear. On Tuesday night, up in here, I do a Bible study.
Go ahead,
Woo!
Every
Go
Tuesday.
Ahead,
From 7 to 8:30.
Yeah.
Right now, we're doing a phone conference, phoneconferencing.com, right? So, y'all interested, just hit me up at 310-323-7123. Hey, check this out. You can get a word. Look, you can get a word.
Exactly.
In the flyer haircut.
310-323-7123.
And you get motivated to be all
you got. If you can't remember that number, that's two LA area codes in the first six digits.
I've known that number since I was about 6, 7 years old. No lie.
That's how it is, though, man. You know, I can't take credit for none of this. Because, you know, once you have a vision of God and you birth, oh my God, man, you living it. I'm living a dream, which I dreamt about this and it's happening.
It came to
fruition.
And
I'm doing it. I'm able to give back to the community, to serve. Not only that, you know, I can come here. I tell my buddies, you ain't got no money. You don't need no money to get a haircut. Right. If you know me, you don't need that. That ain't my main goal to make no money, man. My main goal is to change your life. Hope you see the God in me.
Yeah.
You get a glimpse of him. And see how he operating and change me. You know, everybody that come here, they can tell me my past from birth, from detail for detail.
Yeah.
I be laughing. I said, wow. Hey, bro, I say, I really like that. Yes. I said, okay, bro. Well, I'm going to change brother now. I said, I know how to get in and get out. I'm not going to lead you astray. You know, if you got a problem, I ain't going to do what you do. I can can withhold. I ain't got to do that. I love it. I love drinking. I used to like to smoke, but I don't like my mind. I like to keep my right mind.
Yeah.
Anything that alters my mind, I don't want it. I need to know where I'm at all the time.
Facts.
I would tell you what my wife did. She tricked me one time. You know what? I never heard about the edible. I got to tell y'all this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Auntie going to see this. It's cool.
Me and my queen, we went to a wedding, right? But I'm leaving the shop. I'm hungry. I'm hungry than a hostage. So I get there. I said, baby, I'm hungry. You got something to eat? So she gave me a brownie. And then I bit into the brownie. It tasted a little funny, but it was good. I'm hungry. I'll keep eating. I keep eating. Man, she just looked at me. Instead of her telling me, hey, don't. This has got some stuff in it, right?
Yeah.
But she didn't do me like that. She just let me have
my trip.
She
let you do it.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I don't know what happened. I was high and I was low. Wait a minute. I was happy. I was sad. I was like, God, it wasn't a cool. I'm trying to mellow. I couldn't mellow out, man. I'm tripping. So
it was a rap.
Man, I couldn't catch myself. I couldn't, you know. Look, you know how you're doing. You can't catch yourself. I went downstairs. I went just to get some air. Lo and behold, this little white kid came up to me, and I was high.
Of all people.
Kite. I ignored that little fella. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to say nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So, look, I know he thought that man is crazy, but I was clean, though. I was a clean crazy. So I just walked back. I said, baby, I am tripping. You wouldn't have never known what happened to me a while ago. I said, this little white boy was talking to me, and I wouldn't say nothing to him, but I was scared I was going to say the wrong thing. Oh, my God. She laughed. We laughed about it. I went to the bar. This dude complimented me on my look and shit. I ain't say shit to him. I said,
you can't go.
I swear I didn't. I know he thought I did not say nothing because I wasn't in my right mind. Because
yeah.
If you're in the right mind, you can't do it. So I tell you, hey, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Always smoke what you can, you know what you buy. You know, don't get nothing from nobody. Buy your own poison.
Buy your own poison. Look, that's the one.
Look, my advice to you, don't smoke your other buddy's stuff. They hating on you.
No true words have ever been spoken on this show.
They don't like your happiness, man.
And that's on Hundo P.
Right.
Hundo P.
Yes.
Wow.
But, you know, that's just a glimpse, though. But, you know, that's in the past. So, you know, it's cool. I ain't did nothing since. I think the last time I really smoked some weed.
How you say he ain't do nothing since?
And then he's like, you know what?
Matter of fact,
hold on. If we gonna do it, we gonna talk about it.
Right. Now, let me see. No. Me and my wife, we was on our 10-year anniversary. This is my 28 right now. So I was back.
28? God damn.
18 years ago.
18 years ago when I smoked, last time I smoked. She and I was in Jamaica.
2003.
Yeah, so we was in Jamaica when I did that. That's the last time.
He had just told us about this.
Yeah, because it's like.
He was smoking the original Bob Marley.
But I drank some good liquor, though. I buy good liquor to drink, so you have to drink a lot.
Listen.
Yeah, so
you know the Christmas party.
Oh, Christmas.
China, you know the Christmas
parties. Christmas parties. Shout out to the photographer out there. Christmas parties. Christmas parties be going lit.
The one that keep a drink in your hand.
Yeah, man. Hey, keep a drink in your hand. Hey, might dive across the table, get a spoon or something. But
she's going to fight for the spoon.
Christmas party be lit.
She going to fight for the spoon.
Hey, the food be fire.
What?
Hey,
what?
They be doing it right out there.
Wait, what?
Listen. Christmas go crazy.
Listen.
Man, go crazy.
Where the fuck was my invite?
Listen. Hey. The Davis household on Christmas is like an amusement park.
Yeah.
You guys are invited. Come over this year.
Pull up. Yeah. Hey, thank you. Pull up, man. Shit. Pull up.
Lakers playing and all. So,
all that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah. Watch some NBA basketball all day. I'm there.
What? So, all right. So, Unk spoke on. He did speak briefly on how he's impacted the community and what his vision was for the community, being here, staying here, and maintaining what he created when he was at the first shop. Now, China, you come from a totally different demographic because, you know, you do nails. And so your audience is a little different, but you still have a community impact, especially being, you know, y'all each had to work through adversity given the pandemic. Yours slightly been a little different because you literally had to change locations.
Yeah.
Shit.
I started working from home. Then I went to a nail shop working for somebody else. Then got my own studio. had a partner. That didn't work out because, you know, anyways.
Things happen.
Because I'm better. Then I got my own studio. Was in the studio. Moved in like a September. And then just so fast, March, I got to close down. That day was like the worst day that could have possibly ever happened because I'm like, I just came out the house. I don't want to go back home.
Right.
And I was working from my apartment originally, and I'm like, we're not going back to the apartment. That's out. Parking in Hawthorne sucks, and it's just not the time to be in my apartment. So luckily, I'm blessed to have parents who have a house in Inglewood. Parking is great over there. So I had to, you know, mom, dad, like let me set up a spot.
Now you, and that put you back, like, in your community.
I had to humble myself.
Literally where you was at.
To sit in a corner that I was not happy to sit in.
Yeah.
And not really knowing the outcome of what is going on in the world. But I remember when I first told my dad that I was going to do nails, he like, you going to do nails? Like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, like, well, no matter what, girls is going to stay fly, whether it's your hair, your nails, your toes, lashes,
Specs.
Everything. So, yeah, I could tell you I'm busy, but to see it firsthand, my daddy like, God damn, girl, 10 girls in and out every day, six days a week.
Working.
Every Some day. Day, 7 days a week.
Just you, though.
Just me.
Yeah.
So for them to see that, I think that was, like, top tier for me to prove that I was going to make it happen. Because, yeah, you know, your parents, they say, like, they want you to be, like, a doctor, a nurse, whatever. But I'm like, no, I'm going to do nails. And my dad, like, okay.
Like, sure.
He didn't give off the vibes that he wasn't like, I don't believe in you. But he like, all right, girl, like, talk your stuff. Like, right. Make it happen.
Right.
So for them both to actually see that I was making it happen, I'm doing my thing.
It gave
him
a different perspective.
It gave a different perspective. I feel like it gave it a different respect level. And just knowing I'm the oldest, so, you know, I put that out there. I'm the first person in my family who got their own business.
Yeah.
And
clap.
To inspire,
shout out.
Others to have their own business.
Right.
My little brother got his own business.
Oh, yeah.
My mama got her own business. She a little Mickey with her business, though.
Shout out Lula. Shout out Lula Bunny, man.
She is too creative. She don't know how to stick in one spot because she could do everything.
Oh, wow.
So,
jack of all trades.
Definitely a jack of all trades. So yeah. I get that from them. Both my parents are very artistic. One is just more outgoing than the other. But it's always been in me to be an artist. So to be able to live the artist dream in Cali and doing it. I'm from Inglewood. We ain't in Inglewood yet.
Come on.
But
come on.
We coming to Inglewood.
Yeah.
Talk that shit.
Yeah.
Speak it.
We going to make the community proud and hopefully grow and inspire young girls to follow my path and do whatever they can do. Put your mind to it. Put your talent to it. And just talk your stuff. Let the work speak for itself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. 100%. I love it.
Hell, I say, DP, you've chased after your goals and your dreams. I've chased after mine. Fern, you chased after yours.
I'm still chasing.
Everybody here is still chasing it to some degree. Because nobody's sitting in any of these five chairs and retired.
Oh, right, nah.
Right.
Yes. And
it's crazy,
right.
Yes. I think the dopest thing is that the dreams don't stop.
Never.
The dreams don't stop. It should never stop.
Right.
You continue to dream. You continue to set goals, achieve goals, regardless of what your age is. Like, it's like a lot of people think once they reach a certain goal, like, they get content,
There's
right?
There's no time limits to your dream.
It's no time limit.
And on top of that, what I find very special about all five of us, we're not just chasing a random dream. We're going after what God put in front of us.
Facts.
Oh, yeah.
Facts.
You're doing what God told you to do. You're doing what God told you to do. I'm doing what God tells me to do every day, even though some days I hate it.
Yeah.
You're doing what God tells you to do. Right. You've done and you're still doing what God told you to do.
Yes.
Keith's doing what God told him to do.
Yeah.
Michael's doing what God told him to do. Your sister's doing what God told her to do.
Yeah.
Like, to be in a room of God-fearing, God-driven people.
Like-minded.
And that's open about it because people are there, but everybody doesn't always
speak about it.
Speak about it. or are honest about it, because sometimes there's shame in it, sometimes there's ridicule about it, because, you know, we live in a world where people go, how the hell you listen to what God tell you to do? You know, why do you believe
that?
Or
they be like, what God sound like?
Yeah, right, like all of these things. But you know what God's voice sounds like to you,
me, you, and you.
Yeah.
And that environment is special. That's beautiful.
100%.
I know my great grandmother would love this.
Of course.
She's the one that introduced me to God when I was three.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
And got it when I was six, and I got mad.
And you think about it, I mean, keep it a stack. Like, people do shows like this all the time. People do shows like this all the time, but they're not necessarily doing it for the right purpose. You know what I'm saying?
It's yes.
Not the right, it's not, facts. They don't have the right motive behind it. Like you said earlier, Keith is a black man that runs a black-owned network that has multiple avenues under this umbrella.
And he's in multiple states, in cities.
Exactly. And just think about it, though. We got two black entrepreneurs. We're cultured. We all diverse.
We definitely diverse.
All diversity. You know what I'm saying? We represent different aspects, different cultures. And it's like we all are driven, you know what I'm saying, to accomplish whatever goals we have set for ourselves, and it don't stop, you know what I'm saying? And everybody has a story to tell.
Right.
Yeah.
We got the vet that's been doing it since before we was even thought of, you know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
And then we got somebody that's...
I'm 8 years into the entrepreneurial
Eight
life.
Years in the game.
8 years into it, but that's cool. Shout out to Kobe.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then what, how long we been doing the show? Like what?
The show's legitimately two years old.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The show's 2 years old, technically.
Got Fern on. He tapped in.
Got Fern on.
And I always give Fern his flowers because that's like little bro. So it's like.
Yo. But even the evolution of the show, like it went from solo me to then me and G to then me, G, and you. And then from me and you to now me, you, and Fern. So like it's this evolution.
Yeah.
It's a flower that bloomed, died, bloomed again. And now the seeds of that flower, you're taking a leadership stake in your own right by bringing new people on and taking the leadership perspective of, hey, I do want to do a live show, and here's what we going to do.
Love.
And like, yo, that shit is amazing. That's what I've always wanted. So that I can ride into the fucking sunset whenever my time is up, but it can be left into the hands of those that want it and continue to keep it alive, because... It ain't about me. It's about providing a platform for voices.
Facts.
And the Facts. Voices go through their circle of lives.
Yes.
And it all comes full circle. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
It all comes full circle. Because, I mean, just imagine the people that end up watching this. Because I keep it a stat. I don't stunt who watch it live.
Yeah,
I don't
me either.
None of that.
Hey, if you like, do, it's great. Thank
about
you.
The conversation
yeah,
we have.
I don't care. Like, you don't got to see it live. But I guarantee when that joint drop on YouTube and on Apple, on Apple Podcast, you're going to listen.
And on the Good News app.
Yeah, and on
Spotify.
You're going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And you might be wowed by whatever aspect or perspective that you see it from, but it's like you hearing different perspectives from people that have been impacted in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a story to tell.
And it's episodes like this where from the beginning, even the original vision was it wasn't always going to be about sports. It was about sports, life, and culture.
Yeah.
Because we ain't talked about a damn thing about basketball,
about
football,
sports,
tennis,
nothing.
Whatever. No, I don't give a damn.
And that's very minute. Like,
because
just
at the end of the day,
aspect.
It's about sports, life, culture,
right.
And everything in between. Because to me, sports is life. Life is sports. Yeah. So if you're a sports person listening to this, you can find motivation to take your ass to practice tomorrow.
Right.
For your players.
Go win a game.
Go win a game. Or shit. Go win the game of life.
Yeah.
Because we're always down in that one.
There's no off season.
Especially if you're a person of color.
Yeah.
Facts.
We always down. Shit, the clock is always at 10 seconds left, and we got to beat the buzzer every hour.
And you always got to be perfect because you black, too. You got to provide a perfect service.
You got to be perfect. We can't, as minorities, we can't blow it. Cause
there's no
when we
room
blow
for
it,
air.
When we blow it, they blow it up. When we blow it, they blow it up. Yeah. Like straight up, it don't matter. It don't matter what it is, how it happens, how minute it is. They gonna blow it up.
There's no off day for you.
Facts.
You can't have an off day.
If you say you took a break and the wrong ears hear it, they're going to blow it up.
And when you go missing or Border Patrol whipping your ass on horseback, they ain't going to talk about you either.
Come on, Al. Yeah,
come on with that.
Yeah, I said
for
it.
Real, for real. For
you're
real,
right.
though.
You're right.
For real.
I got a witness.
So I need between Unk and China, I need y'all to speak on what drives you to get through adversity. Cause straight up, life is adverse.
All the time.
Life is adverse. It ain't never gonna be a season where you just don't have no adversity. It might be major, it might be minor. But I think especially with you guys being business owners and entrepreneurs, that y'all have different tactics in which you handle adversity. So I want y'all to talk on that as well.
I think you just got to show up and show out because it's such a magnifying glass on what you do. So you want to be able to provide a service, and you want people to feel good so they could talk good about you, because it's easy to talk bad about somebody. But when you hear people talking good about you, you feel good, they feel good, and so other people are attracted to the good vibes. So to be able to give off that energy, it's like making our presence be known that there are good black businesses. Everybody's not on BS. Like, right, we can show up, and we can show out, and you can show up, and you can show out, and the more we build, you build, and we just keep growing, and it could be more black businesses in the neighborhood. We don't have to wait for somebody to come out. We can all stick together. You can't service everybody.
You can't.
So you got to be willing to build a team. If I can't do you, I can recommend you to somebody who can. Right.
And
so
it's not gonna be no love lost.
It's no love lost.
It's never
like,
no love lost.
Keep it
never.
In the family.
Never.
We black. Never.
And that's the thing. Like, people think there's love lost, but it's not.
No, it's no love lost.
You can't sometimes take things
when you're genuine with it, it's no love lost.
There's no love lost. Now, if you on some messy, then...
That's on you.
Ooh.
You know what? Well, people trip when you kill them with kindness, right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Adversity is, you know, it's different. For me, when you tune in with the Father and stuff, my adversity is not adversity to me. It's like, wow. I look at it and say, how can I learn from it? How can I help somebody through it or myself through it? But since I've been doing this for 37 years, the biggest adversity I ever had was probably when I was in college studying for a test or something. That's my adversity, I guess.
You see that? You see that?
I look at life totally different, though, now.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know, God is bigger than all of my little problems.
For sure.
Just like China was saying, you know, it's all about passing love out. Showing it's enough for everybody, right?
Right.
I have a barbershop I know. It's like they all around me. I don't hate them. I tell them, I say, oh, you can go right here. It's a barbershop right here, bro. I can't get you. I'm busy. It depends on what kind of hairstyle you want, right?
Right.
You know, they have some people that still like getting Jerry curls. I don't do them any. I said, hold up. Sure. I said, give me 1 minute. Sure. But I got somebody.
I'm going to find somebody for you.
I got Jerry somebody curl, for you, right?
Jerry curl. Right.
I don't do braids, but I know somebody who do braids, right?
Right.
But I don't mind passing the love out, giving the love. I say, it's a barbershop still open. I close right now. But right on here in Rosecrans, you can go over here. Go down here, you can get a haircut. But adversity, you know, I tap in, I ask Father, how can I handle this?
Right.
Right, people come here, you don't like me, it's okay. But I prefer you come talk to me. Like, I have clients, we didn't have some disagreements, right? It's like, I didn't put people out the shop. I didn't start a haircut, and niggas start talking shit. I said, blank to blank, get on out, I don't care, get out. You know, it's like, but I see him later. I said, hold up, bro, I apologize to him. He saw, man, I was wrong. I said, nah, we both were wrong. We could have handled it a little different, right? So it's like a lot about men that, you know, whoever want to humble themselves. You know, you got to humble yourself. When you're wrong, you're wrong. I even humble myself when I'm right because I want to defuse the situation, right?
Facts.
You know, being entrepreneur, you don't be robbed. You know, we done been robbed in here twice since 25 years I've been here, I've been robbed twice here, right? One time I wasn't here. They came in, people came in with guns. But one time I was here, I was leaving. He got me at the truck. I was... Caught me slipping. You know what? I wasn't even. God had told me though. Lord, I'm sorry for that. He told me. He saved me life though. He said, I saw the dude.
Yeah.
My spirit literally just cringed. Just like, don't. Like, right? Don't. Right? And I ignored it.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have never ignored it. I got to the door, it sounded just like this, like. I said, my time, what the? You know, dude had his gun right at me.
Yeah.
I said, what's up, bro? What's up? What's happening? Right?
Yeah.
You know, that's God dropped that adversity on me right there, right? While I was talking, I was like, I got robbed here. So I guess it was so cool. I didn't trip on no adversity because God handled it.
He handled it.
So, but it's just something probably would help some other people. So
Right.
I went out. So I always keep a little petty cash on my front pocket. So I know it's like a crackhead or something. So I said, about $85, you know. I had some more, but I didn't. I just sort of threw it on the ground. I did it that purpose. I ain't put it in his hand. I threw it on the ground so I could close the door and
get on. Yeah.
So, you know, he bumped out, called the police. The guy was sitting right here, and the getaway guy was sitting right on the corner.
Wow.
And, you know, I tell people, don't mess with the godly.
Can't do it.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, right? I got justice. I didn't have to do nothing. Somebody else killed him. Somebody sitting sitting over there, right, in another shop in Compton. They tried to go do that over there, and one of the customers just
drew down on him.
Laid him out right there in the shop.
Damn.
Right? So it's
your
like.
Customers don't be playing about you.
What? I mean, you know, they got you.
I never have to, you know, I got security all around me. You know, because I got, you know, I was tripping that one time because I had my peace. I was like, I was carrying it every day. I told God, I said, Father, if I got to live and go to work like this, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. He said, you don't have to take that. I got you.
That's crazy.
I put it up.
That's crazy.
People come here because I know you got one. Every customer come here got one.
They got one.
I didn't need one.
They regular though.
Look, I didn't need one.
They a homie that said what's up. They buying fruit. They get some shoes from Sherman.
They will protect you.
Yeah, they going to keep you solid.
We'll protect you.
The community will protect you. That goes back to what you were saying earlier. Like, he gets back to the community, so the community got you.
They got him.
Not only the community, but God also has you.
Yes, but it's like, it's just amazing how it is. I mean, you know, when I first got here, they used to tag the barber shop, right?
Yeah.
They tagged it up. I said, why is that? I'm like, all the little buddies, they thought I was a little dope dealer, drug dealer or something. Because you know what the community did, though? The community blamed me on it for dealing drugs and stuff. I was a kingpin, bro. just a little insight. I was a kingpin, right? I didn't think it was adversity, though.
Right.
I'm like,
you saw a regular.
It's just a regular because I'm in the hood, right?
Yeah.
So when I was on Crenshaw, I had a customer, he's worked for the FBI, right?
Yeah.
And they used to send spies, right, little
into the shop.
Spies undercover.
Wow.
All the time.
Damn.
With me. And he would tell, one day, he said, Tyrone, I said, what's up? He said, man, I need to talk to you. I said, what's your problem? He said, ain't nothing problem. He said, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm on an undercover assignment.
Wow.
And he said, your name is on your shop name and all your workers, they had me on the assignment board, like the FBI, like TV show they do their assignment.
Yeah.
My shop was one of their assignments for the day.
Wow.
I did not know that, right? And I'm like, are you for real? He said, look, you don't smoke, you don't do nothing. I know it ain't you.
Right.
Right? So you know what they did? They cleaned up the whole block. They caught every drug dealer on this block, on this side.
Yeah, got it.
They eradicate that.
That's crazy.
They eradicated that.
Damn.
Like,
crazy.
They took it all out, right? Because they knew I was legit.
Yeah.
Because the dude had told me I was legit, but it was cold. They kept coming, though, undercover. Undercover, they come up to me, man, you got this. I said, man, I got Jesus Christ. What you need? I got that, too. But they asking me for drugs.
I got a Bible for you. Like,
they asking me for drugs. I said, why would you just be that bold to walk up to me and ask me for something?
Right.
I'm like, I ain't selling it, but that's what it was. But the little bicycle people, they was rolling, they was delivering.
Yeah.
He come down to the barbershop, one guy was right here. I said, oh, man, that's that barbershop, man. They got all that. They got the fire.
Wow.
Oh, that's a little funny, man.
They got the fire?
I laughed at that right now.
The fireball.
They got the fire? I said, God, thank you, Lord.
Damn.
But it just shows me how he was just covering me and watching me, right?
On everything.
Look back, say, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So adversity, you know, we talk about it.
Yeah.
Take it to God
you
first.
Do good
I used to take
to
it to
others,
my people.
They do good to you.
Yeah.
Take it to God, straight up.
You know, because I wanted this shop to be a family shop.
Yeah.
I your grandma can bring your kids up here. She ain't gonna be hearing no B's and H's and all that coming out up in here.
Yeah.
It used to.
He gonna shut it down.
No, he gonna shut it down. Your grandma can come up here and sit down
and
bring the kids and get her hair cut. She ain't gonna be, she ain't got a trip over.
Yeah.
She be sitting down. Shout out to the grandma getting a haircut. Oh, baby, you was so nice up in here.
In the community, will adapt to the environment and culture of your shop. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, when you first got here, they thought one thing.
Yeah.
But as they grew to know you, you establish yourself in the community, they going to adapt to you. You know what I'm saying?
So they
understand what your purpose for the shop is and the type of character you maintain as an individual.
Yes.
So when it comes to anything fishy, anything slimy going down, you out the picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not even going to consider it being you. You know what I mean?
They call the police on people that come up in the shop.
Yeah.
Lady called, she said, look, I called the cops. I don't know what was going on at your shop. I know you wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I said, ma'am, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
For real, though.
It's a little old Chinaman. They drove up to the shop. She said, oh, you've been so good to the community. Little lady.
Showing love.
Look, the little lady around the corner.
Yeah.
She come. She retired. Now she can move to Colorado to take care of mom. But she would come around here and say, William, oh, you such a blessing to us. I said, what I do? She said, baby, you just doing so much for these kids around here, right? I'm like, yeah, but it's cool. So one day I came here, you see this, it says cup runneth over.
Yeah.
Somebody stenciled that in the concrete.
Yeah.
On the concrete outside, right?
Yeah.
They stenciled cup runneth over. I didn't trip up. I said, who tagged? I said, that's a good tag. Right
he
there.
Like, that's hard. I'm going to leave that one.
Leave that one there.
Yeah.
I left it right there. I said, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
My cup is running over.
Straight
right?
up.
It's beautiful, man. I love this community. This community has been treating me good for the last 25
that's
years.
Dope. That's what's up.
Thing.
Hey, real quick, on a quick sports tip, Panthers beat the Texans. Cool. All right.
Yawn.
Keith, you happy? All right, I gave your team some love.
I was like, he's a Cam Newton fan. You heard it.
He's not just a Cam Newton fan. He's a Panthers fan, at least through and through. Last time I checked.
We're in a situation.
Oh, all
right,
cool.
Hey,
well,
that means 3-0 because they're 3-0 in a situation.
Which means at any given point, you can cheat on them, too. All right. You ain't nothing but another nigga.
Damn.
Goddamn. All right, shout out to Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
All right, we mentioned the sports for today. Keep going.
That will be well.
I'm like, wait, what?
Hey, real quick question.
Yeah.
So China says she does her own nails. You be cutting your own hair?
I used to.
You used to?
When I first started. I said, when you get around good barbers.
Oh, yeah.
I retired. I don't cut my hair anymore.
You like, all
right. Hey, DeMarco cuts my hair right now.
I told you, listen. I mean, ain't no bias. I mean, that is my uncle.
Yeah.
But Marco is number two.
Hey,
Uncle's number one.
He's a... awesome barber.
Yeah, Marco.
All of them cut, though. All
straight
them
up,
cut.
For real,
Chris,
though.
He's not here, but he started out shady, but he done improved a whole lot.
That's shady.
A whole lot. Listen.
No, for real, though.
Hey, he's giving him his flowers, though.
He's keeping it
away,
though.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know.
No, for real, though.
It's nothing against,
Chris is cut. If Unc busy, Chris cut my hair, no lie.
He's good. You had a bunch of apprentices and stuff come through. You know, when Marco came, he was my apprentice.
See, and Marco been here how long?
Oh, shit, 20. He here before Mallory was born. Oh, yeah, about 27 years.
Look at him now. He's next man up. So.
Yeah, for real.
Next man up.
That's my boy, Yvette. She is bomb.
And we're gonna do another one when they both are here, just to, you know what I'm saying, to chop with them as well.
Oh, all right.
So we'll be back.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marco and Yvette and Chris been holding it down.
Yeah, I've been down. Everybody been here with me. And a lot of guys have left and opened their own shops too.
Oh, man.
I encourage that.
Yeah.
I promote that.
Yeah.
I tell them, I'm going to go get your stuff. If that's what you want to do. You know, they chilling. I say, you always go get your, I'm not hating on you.
Yeah.
I'd rather see you grow, man. I want to see you grow. Everybody.
You were there at one point.
Oh, man. I've been there before. Yeah. So I don't hate. If I can help you out, I help them, to grow. That's what it's all about.
If you chase good leadership, the money will come.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Hey, leaders lead.
Yeah.
Leaders
they
lead.
Do.
Yeah,
leaders lead.
It's been good.
Been around a bunch of bad ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn.
We're not going to talk about the time I tried to cut my hair.
This is negative. We're
going to leave that alone.
It happens, you know. You know, the pandemic does like that. You know, y'all for me, the pandemic was a vacation, so I didn't trip.
Ditto. Nah, he was for real just vibing. Like,
I over there vibing. I was grinding.
You know what?
But he put in that time for that.
Yeah, I put the time in for that.
Bags,
it's all about
bags.
It's like, it's management.
So I can work less.
You know, it's management. You got to learn how to manage yourself. It's called good stewardship.
There
not
you
just
go.
Not just your finance, but your life, right? So my mom and dad always stressed, save for the rainy day, save for the rainy day. So 2020, it flooded the whole year, rained the whole year. But I was chilling.
It flooded the whole year. There
but
you go.
Only reason I came back to the barbershop, I just got tired of being at home.
Yeah.
To
everybody watching, listening, if you don't get nothing from this episode, which is by far one of our best episodes ever, then you got to replay this back another time, three more times, because...
It's plenty of gems being dropped.
It's
on
YouTube,
Apple Music being dropped, man.
Spotify.
In the words of DP on Twitter, lend us your ear.
Come on now.
Lend us your ear.
I'm going to put that on
and
a shirt.
And not lend us your ear, but lend them your ear, because they did the most talking.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the guests that make our show go.
Nah,
because us two, you know, whenever we on our shit, like we make it go. But sometimes it's the guest
it's
good to hear from someone else.
Yeah, facts.
To that next level, because it's an unfamiliar voice. It's a voice with a perspective that you're not gonna get everywhere.
Nah,
and we're giving it to you.
This was valuable.
Do not disturb.
I put this up there with Earn Your Leisure show, David Sands social show, like all them that people be watching. You know what I'm saying?
If you can listen to Kevin Sandwich, you can listen to us.
Yeah, so
we're not here to dog anybody.
So you know you gotta,
especially women.
When you listen to this, listen to it with an open heart and an open ear, to where you could gain whatever it is you need to take from it, you know, because everything, straight up, everything not going to resonate, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be some things that hit you, and it's going to hit you where
and
it needs to.
Everything don't happen overnight.
Facts. That part.
Facts. Put the work
that part.
In.
That part.
Work.
Work. Perfect practice
makes
perfect.
You got to make sacrifices.
Hey, that's factual. Hey, but everything, because I even learned that in the coaching world. Like,
I'm telling you.
I always wanted to be a head coach, and I was just grinding and grinding for it. And I'm just like, you know, maybe it's not my time yet.
Yeah,
so
facts.
Maybe I just got to sit back and just.
That's wisdom.
Yeah, I just got to sit back and watch from here. When, like you said, when God tells me it's my time, it's my time.
It's your time. It's your time.
Yeah.
It's going to be that one time you shoot the J, and it's going to be everything you want from it. It's going to be everything you want from it.
Because everything that comes with it, sometimes. Everybody's not ready for it when they think they are.
Oh, yeah.
But then you're ready for it when you don't think you're ready for it.
Right.
And then it's given to you. You go, oh, shit.
Right.
That's why.
You don't even know what you got.
Right. You don't know what you got.
Like, God going to show you. He going to show you what you can have. He going to show you what you're supposed to have. And he going to show you what you don't need. Yep. And then he going to leave it to you. He going to give you all them.
Absolutely.
He going to give you all them.
And my wife came through the barbershop. Wife came through the barbershop. Come on, wait.
Shout out to the brightest one.
You know what I'm saying?
The brightest one.
What's his name?
Shout out to the brightest one, man. That's what I call Lala, the brightest one, man.
Yeah, man. She's no great dick when she saw it.
Come on now.
Oh, I got to have him. I know that's right.
That's right, Unc. Talk your shit.
There you go. There you go.
Man, but on a very positive high and funny note,
yes.
Any last words? And Fern, start it off.
Hey, appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate you, all you for having me in your presence.
Yes.
Once again, you know.
Yes.
Blessed week. Finishing strong tomorrow for Friday. So
game day, baby.
You know, what else can you want?
Game day, baby. What's up, China Dog? Where can they find you at? What you want to leave the listeners with?
They can find me at underscore nails by Chai, C-H-Y-N-O-E-L.
There we
nails
go.
Nails by China Noel at Taking All Hands. We're located in Torrance, inside of a Salon Republic for now.
Right on the corner of.
Right on the corner of Torrance and Hawthorne.
Yeah. Shout out to China's Dunk Game right now.
Hey, you coming out with merch? It's going to be the hands.
Merch is coming soon.
Merch coming soon.
Because somebody be up my ass about it.
Hey, that's all it takes.
Put on my neck.
Boy. That's all it takes. Look, now look where we at.
Coming,
look.
But you know, I be busy taking all these hands. You know, it's hard.
Mr. Tony.
Talk to him. Any final words? We know. Tell him what the address, because we know you ain't on social media. To send the number. The address.
You know what? I am on Google. You can Google Loose Ends.
Hey,
Google it.
Google Loose Ends.
Google it. God damn it.
Google it.
Wait. What's the phone number for the Bible study on? Was that Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30?
Oh, 310-323-7123.
That's right.
Hey, that's the barbershop number 2. Call and make your appointment. I'll be more than happy to write it down.
And if you got $100, you could jump line.
Hey,
straight up.
If you got $100, you can jump line.
Always a rule in the barbershop, $100 gets you right in the door.
That's right.
You don't have to wait.
You ain't got to wait. You next. Just call late.
You ain't got to wait.
Straight up.
Check it out. Homie came here. Bust 300. Him and son.
Oh, pay the cost to be the boss.
300. Him and his two sons.
Okay.
Oh. He said, I got to go tomorrow. I'm taking on vacation. I said, what? I said, I can't get you tonight. He said, you still got that policy, 100?
He said, look, T, three bills. Three bills right here.
The fact that he respected the policy.
He said, straight up.
He did.
Yeah, look, you remember the policy?
Look, he had to remind me about the policy. Yeah, he did. He said, I said, I got you. Just come on. I said, you know what to do. And I had to work it out. I always work it out.
There you go.
That much, I don't want to do that. But hey, you give it to me, you know, you don't turn down your blessing.
Look, I got one story real quick. I was here, I was in the chair already. Straight to the point. He not playing, man. So look, me in the chair. He get me right, nephew. What you getting? You know the usual, whatever. Dude walk in the shop, right? He said he walk up to Unc like, oh, hey, what's up, T? And then Unc look at him. He said, I told you 6 o'clock, right? Unc was like, what time is it? Dude, look, 6:15. He said, what I told you was going to be after 6. He was like, T, all I got is 100. I said, nah, bro. I told you I'm done after this. I'm done. He was like, damn, T, you going to do me like that? I was like, I told you. You knew. You knew what? I'm sitting there in the chair laughing. I'm like, because he's not playing with your ass. He's not playing. He said, you had to be here at 6. This is what he was going to do for you. You came at 6:15. You late, bruh. You late. You ain't got the 200. You're done. You can't be here because I'm not cutting after this. Straight up. And it was like the whole shop stopped. We all just watching. We just looking. I'm like, oh, this is a wrap. He leaving. He got to leave. You're not paying 200 for this. You got to go. Of course, as he did,
he paid.
No, hell no, he didn't pay that too. He said, all right, T, I'm going to catch you tomorrow then. I hope so.
Oh boy.
I hope you make it. Straight up, like he not playing. So when he say what he say, he
means it.
You got
to put your foot down because that would definitely want to run over you. I'm tired.
That's in all aspects of life.
Listen, that's in all aspects.
My time matters. My time matters.
Run me my money.
You came in earlier. I was booked. I told you when to be here. You're late.
I'm tired.
Respect my time.
Respect. It's a wrap.
That's it. It's good, though.
Straight up. But, I mean, y'all know where y'all can find me. DPresley14 on IG. D_Presley14 on Twitter. Hey, we appreciate y'all. This was great. This was fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you for getting set up. Thank you for, invite me out. I never...
Thank you for hosting us.
Yeah. You know me, I'm going to say,
Mr. Tony, thank you for hosting us. China, thank you for joining.
And I'm not going to lie, because I done brought him a couple ideas, and I ain't done them. So this one, I said, it was on me. I put pressure on myself. Like, this got to happen. This got to happen.
Nice. I like y'all's show. It's nice, though.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
It's not what I expected, but I love it, though. It's cool.
Shout out to Mike Kell for pulling us. Thank you. I say Keith for pulling up and getting the equipment together.
Come on, shooting the shots. Mikael Keith getting a tech together.
Thank you, Satone, thank you
for coming, supporting. Yes. Billy Dill and Pammy holding it down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The whole government out there.
The Duino.
You already here now.
Whole government.
Come say what's up. Come jump on the mic. Come on.
Fuck no.
Oh no, we've got Dewey lips
real quick.
Dewey on the lips. Listen,
the people can only call me Mallory. Do not call me Satone.
Fix your hood first of all. You. There you go.
What they gotta call you?
Mallory.
Her name, Mallory.
My name is Mallory.
Mallory. What about Mal?
Mallory Davis. This is my dad.
Yeah,
my dad. Davis.
She's still right in front of the camera too.
She did. Oh wait, why she bought me though?
Am I on screen?
Yes. Yes, you're there.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Y'all wanted me so now.
Wait, right. Excuse me. What if they tell me to shout myself out?
Yeah, she's a business owner too now.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur life is hard. But anyways, my business is called Dewey Lips. Yeah, follow me at Dewey Lips.
Hey, get your lips right.
DewyLips. Bye.
Shout out.
Hey, yeah, everyone needs some kissable lips.
Shout out to
Simone. Don't want to talk. I shouted her out.
Simone,
not gonna get on camera at all.
Get the mic without putting her on camera. All right,
hey, that's all you'll get.
Okay. Last thing.
Go ahead.
Last shout I gotta do. Loose ends. We're located in Gardena, California. Address is 14595 Southwestern Avenue, right on the corner of Western and 146.
Yes.
I would love to have you here. Not to get a haircut, just to give you some words of wisdom.
Yes.
Thanks.
There we go.
Oh, Josh Mike.
Shout out China Doll for pulling up.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, it's been a wonderful show, man.
Hey, peace, love, blessings. Y'all already know we are out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You know the vibes.
Oh, you going tonight?
Mm-hmm.
So, what? Who you going with?